are delighted to be joined again by Catherine Austin Fitz. I have missed you. It's our regular weekly meeting, community business. Catherine, welcome back.
It's so good to be back in cahoots with you, Dennis.
Well, we're a number of months into the so-called bailout and the Obama economic plan. How would you assess where the bailout is going? How can we evaluate if there has been any positive effect of the plans that have been put forth?
I think the stimulus package is keeping a lot afloat. I talked to a wonderful legislator here in Tennessee, and he said, you know, we were able to plug about $1.2 billion in our deficit with the stimulus package. The problem is what happens next year and the year after. So, you know, so it's keeping a lot afloat. But what it's not doing, Dennis, is getting people to face the fundamental issue, which is how do we have an economy locally that's something other than government checks and the retail goods and services that cater to people who get government checks. We need the ability to do and make things ourselves, and we have a lot of capacity to do that. So, you know, that's a conversation that I see is starting to happen in a very positive way across the country. But there's going to have to be a big shift of capital into equity investment, venture investment in places if it's going to accelerate and really make a difference.
How's life in your local hometown there in Tennessee?
The bubble never reached us. We have a distinct advantage. So when the bubble burst, we didn't have far to fall. But I think what I see are people are really hurting. I was told by someone yesterday, we have 1 million people in Tennessee on food stamps. In July, we have a couple of big events which are going to really tell us a lot about which way this thing goes. We have on July 6th and 8th a G8 meeting and then a Russian summit between the U.S. and Russia. And there's going to be a series of agreements and announcements out of that which will give us a lot of clues, Dennis, about which way the leadership intends to take it. And then by the end of the month, we'll see how California shakes out. If California makes massive cuts and then proceeds to really shock the municipal market, because remember, $60 billion is the level of losses of Madoff, although, you know, it's not all going to be lost, but it's going to be a real shock to the municipal market, and it's basically going to say, we've just sucked all your wealth and given it to Goldman Sachs, and you can just drop dead. So the message is going to be clear, and if that message rolls out by August, we're looking at a very, very challenging and difficult fall, because you're going to have real pain in the economy, and the message is clear that it's being done intentionally, and the leadership intends to profit off of the pain.
Catherine Austin Fitz, she joins us every Wednesday for our segment Community Business. You can check her out at Solari.com. She's blogging all the time, a very interesting blog. Catherine, we'll talk to you next week.